This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More than 326,000 people around the world have died from the coronavirus, according to numbers from Johns Hopkins University in the United States. There are nearly 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The United States has the most infections, more than 1.5 million, and the most deaths at more than 93,000. France's health minister said Wednesday there is no sign yet their easing of a lockdown to combat the coronavirus has boosted the epidemic. The latest figures show daily deaths trending lower. France eased its almost two-month lockdown May 11th, trying to revive an economy hit hard by the pandemic. Spain's fragile left-wing coalition won backing from political foes to extend a state of emergency Wednesday as public protests simmered over economic damage and social restrictions during the coronavirus outbreak. Socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez sought to keep special powers for two more weeks to control the easing of restrictions. The country does see a slowdown in deaths and hopes to mostly lift a strict lockdown by the end of June. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he's now considering hosting an in-person Group of Seven summit after canceling it because of the coronavirus pandemic, the Group of Seven summit. The White House did not immediately provide information about how a summit of world leaders could be planned so quickly. The Trump administration still has travel restrictions in place for visitors from Europe, where four G7 nations are located. Mr. Trump initially scheduled the G7 summit for June 10th through 12th at Camp David, Maryland, the presidential retreat outside Washington, D.C. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News.